rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big Lake Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big Lake Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the July 14th, 2011 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo. We have a very special show tonight because, as I promised you last week, I have a very special guest, a guy who hasn't been on this show in several years now, I believe, Mr. Kenny Thompson. Kenny, welcome to the Big Beat Show. It's good to have you back here.
It's good to be here, Lou.
Yep, and it's been a while, and
yeah, it has, probably 2 or 3 years.
Okay, good. Yep. I'm glad to have you here tonight. And I looked at your playlist, and I think it's going to be quite a good show. And I think if we go by the one you opened up with, it is going to be a good show. Why don't you tell us about what that was?
That was a song called Chopo Baby, and it was by Jackie and the Starlights, of course, who were more famous for their record
Disaster.
Valerie. That's it. That's a good one by them.
Yeah, that was. What was it called again?
Chopo Baby.
And do you have a date on that?
It's 1963.
Really nice. It's one I've never played on the show, and I'm glad you brought that. And I see you got some more stuff coming up. What do you have in, coming up next? On the, in the
next
first
week,
set?
I have Jesse Powell, who's, I guess, the band leader for the Josie record label.
Right, yep.
And he's doing leads on this one, backed up by the Cadillacs.
He's singing lead?
As far as I know, it's okay. He's billed as Jesse Powell and the Caddies, and the song is called Are You Gonna?
Ain't you gonna kiss me, girl, me dear, whisper sweet things in my ear. Everything would be so, I really grand, if you'd let me be your lover man. Ain't you gonna put your arms around me tight, love me while the moon is shining, I dig it right, make me happy, sweetie pie, yes, to the apple of my eye. Well, I really, really want some real good loving, thrills, teasing, the squeezing and the hugging, baby doll, you're so doggone sweet, your loving knocks me right off my feet. Ain't you gonna kiss me, girl, baby? Whisper sweet things in my ear. Everything would be so really grand. You'd let me be your lover man. You're gonna kiss me, girl, me dear. Whisper sweet things in my ear. Everything would be so, I really can. You let me be your lover man. Ain't you gonna kiss me? Come on home.
Well, there's a song I know, but that's not a version that I know. Tell us about that one, Kenny. That was very interesting.
The song is, of course, These Are the Things I Love. It's by a group called The Strangers on Warner Brothers with lead singer Richard Pitts, also known as Richie Pitts. And doing a little research, I found out that he later sang with the soul group Velours, which was like four of the original members of the doo-wop group. and they added him as the lead singer. And then he also went on and sang with the Fantastics on Bell, another soul group. And currently, he's still in England doing Northern Soul-type music, and he's a big smash over there. He's stayed there since the Fantastics moved over there in the late 60s, I guess it was, early 70s.
Yeah, the Fantastics went over and sang as a soul group, right? They're pretty big in England, I understand.
Big, real big, yeah, yeah.
And that what was the year on that one?
That was 1964 for that version.
Really?
And before that, of course, we heard Are You Gonna by Jesse Powell and the Caddies.
Yep.
That was on Josie from 1958.
Yeah, you're right. That didn't sound like any Cadillac singing lead. So
no,
Powell,
I think it was. Yep.
Great, nice, great, very good. And up next, we've got another thing on the turntable here, I see.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple of soulish records. This first one up is by a group called Allison Gary and the Burners. And it could be the best soul record you ever heard, or it could be the worst. I listened to it a couple of times today, and I'm not sure whether I like it or not, but it's definitely interesting.
Well, that's a different introduction than
Isn't
I ever
it?
Heard one. Give us a title again, please.
It's called Darling.
Oh, be nervous, don't be rocky, your eye guest is shocky now.
Okay, that was Little Joe Cook doing Hold On to Your Money on the Loma label from 1966. Of course, Little Joe Cook being the lead singer of the Thrillers that did Peanuts back in the 50s.
This must be after his voice changed, though, right?
This was Big Joe Cook in 1966.
Wow. Yeah.
And before that, we heard Tears on My Pillow, a kind of an interesting version of the Little Anthony song.
Very interesting.
And it was by Ann King on the Rust label, which is a subsidiary of Laurie Records, and that was out in 1964.
Have you any idea who the backing groups are on either of these records?
Neither, no. Nothing.
I'm going to send that Tears on My Pillow out to Sammy Strain. Although he didn't sing on that, he certainly was with Little Anthony for many, many years. A very, very interesting recordings. You play a lot of 60s stuff, right, Kenny? Let's talk a little bit about you. A lot of listeners, I suppose, don't know who you are. You've been collecting for a long, long time.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Early 70s, I started listening to Gus Gosser on the radio.
Yep.
A lot of people will recognize that name. He was responsible for a lot of people really getting back into this kind of music.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, then from there, I learned about the United and Group Harmony Association in Clifton with Ronnie I. And started attending the monthly meetings there and talking to other collectors and getting more interested all the time and just started filling up the shelves with records.
And you went to college here in the Philadelphia area, right?
Down in Glassboro, yeah. Now it's called Rowan University. Uh-huh. But at that time, it was Glassboro State College. And that was from 61 to 65. And I listened to music all the time. I'd listen to the Philadelphia WDAS. The black station up at the right end of the dial.
Yep.
And loved the music, but never bought the records. Just,
right.
Well, being in college, I didn't have the extra money anyhow.
Yeah.
But I loved the music. I'd go over to the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia and see the shows all the time. But it wasn't until the mid-70s, actually, that I started collecting records.
Oh, you've made up for it since then.
I sure have. Yeah. Just ask my wife.
Yeah. You just collect 45s?
No, I have albums, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't listen to the albums as much as I do the 45s, but I have albums, too. Sheet music, all kinds of stuff, memorabilia.
That's what we do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right. That was really very interesting, that last set, and what's on the turntable next?
Okay, I'm going to send this out to my friend Bob Shubop up in New York City. This is a set of three songs with lead singers that everybody will know that collects the Group Harmony, but some later things that they did in the 60s with more of a soul vein. And we're going to start it off with Mr. Dean Barlow, of course, from the Crickets. He's doing a song called You're Mine.
Do we have a date on this?
That's the 1959, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
So is this the same song they did as the Crickets, You're Mine, the same song?
No, I don't think.
Oh, a different song?
Yeah, a different song.
Well, let's give it a listen. Here's Dean Barlow, an uncredited group on the UT label.
Yes.
Morty Craft Production, and this is cool, You're Mine. Here it is.
You're mine.
Yes, you're mine.
Now it can be told.
It can be told.
Why our love was secret.
Your
love was young. Oh, yes, yes.
goodbye. He's holding her close. Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Daddy really loves her.
Now, that was a very interesting set, Kenny Thompson. Why don't you describe what we heard? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we started off with Dean Barlow,
yeah.
And my apologies to you hardcore collectors out there. That certainly was the same song as the J.D.
I think he did that for Warwick, too. I'm not sure. I know he did some work for Warwick. I think I have the same song again.
We looked on the label, and it was produced by Morty Craft, who had an association with Warwick. Yeah. So probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was a great record by the Charts. That's the Desiree group from the 50s. This was around 65, 66, a song called Keep On Dancing With Me on the Velvetone label.
It's probably not the exact same lineup.
No,
the Charts,
no.
But Leroy Benz at least gets credit on the other side.
Right, he wrote the flip side.
Yeah.
And then we finished up with Bill Pinkney and the Originals. Bill Pinkney, of course, was an original lead singer of the Drifters way back. And then he came out with this soul record in 1967. Of course, we know what was happening in music in 1967. If it wasn't the Beatles or Motown, it wasn't getting played around this area, at least.
You mean bass of the Drifters?
I'm sorry. Okay, well, he did some leads.
He did. He certainly did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so that was from 1967.
This is a very different show than what I usually play, and I think this is all the stuff you're playing is really good. And by the way, that one soul record you said that could be the worst or the best.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best soul record I ever heard, but it wasn't the worst soul record I ever heard.
That's the way I feel about it. Yeah. I mean, she screeched a little bit too much, but yet.
Yeah.
And then the bass thing, male bass with a girl group, and it was just interesting.
Right, that's what we do on the Big Beat Show. That's why it's called The Cure for the Common Old, this show is. That's what we play.
Yes, it is.
We do not play the hits, and that's what we do, and I'm glad to have that. Now we got some more stuff coming up. It looks like a gospel set.
Yep, we have a three-record gospel set. I'm going to send this out to my wife, Mary Emma. Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting up with me all these years.
She needs more than one record to thank you. Come on.
Well, this will do until you can afford something better.
Okay.
We're going to start off with the James Singers from right here in New Jersey, Matawan area.
Yes, Matawan.
With little Leroy James doing the lead. I think he's probably 9 or 10 years old on this record, and he's doing that old gospel standard called Lead Me to That Rock.
Yeah, there's several records by this group on this label, and they went up to Newark. The label is out of Newark, New Jersey, from Matawan, and they made several records, and they're all pretty good. And here we go with this one.
I'm looking for a man. That's the Blind Boys of Mississippi, 1974, doing a nice jazzy version of kind of like the Looking for a Love by the Valentinos on the Star label back in the 60s. They took it and put a little gospel feel to it. Real, real nice record.
A lot of gospel feel.
And the second one in that set was a nice version of I Believe. And this was by the Blind Boys of Alabama. Some people don't know there were two sets of Blind Boys. Both of them equally good.
Yep. Wasn't there even two sets of Blind Boys from Alabama? Or wasn't there two? You know what I mean? One of those groups had a double group thing.
I
don't know which one now.
I think it was the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yeah. Totally different groups.
Yeah, and one later changed it to the original Blind Boys of Alabama.
Right, But this one was on the gospel label, the subsidiary of Savoy.
So. Yeah, it was out of Newark. Yep.
All right, good. What's up? What do you have up next on the turntable?
Okay, I'm going to send this out every night. I get on the internet and I play some card games with some friends on iPlay, and I'd like to send this out to some of my friends there, Belly and Southern Girl and Mini Unicorn and all the rest who might be listening in tonight.
You have all their money? You want all their money?
It's not for money. It's just for fun.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to send it out to them, the set, and we're going to start it off with a girl group out of Newark on the Vernell VRC label, which is a subsidiary of Vernell, and it's a group called the Revlons doing I Want Good Lovin'.
The Revlons, that's Revelons.
Right.
And it's on the Vernell Record Company out of Newark, New Jersey, but it's just the initials VRC, which is Vernell Record Company.
Right. Uh-huh.
And here it is.
Baby, I want some kisses. Sitting here behind the throne,
Wow, that was really nice, Kenny. Tell us about what we heard, please.
That was Do Me a Favor by Betty Watts and a group on the Wand label from 1960.
Really?
Yep. And before that, of course, we heard the Revlons on a label out of Newark, VRC, doing I Want Good Lovin'.
Yeah, and that Wand isn't the usual white and black. It's like a
No, that's
blue.
A real early one. It's Wand 104, so it's a fourth release on fourth or third release on that label.
Yep. All right, well, we have time for about three more records, I think, so what do we have up next?
Okay, we're going to do two that have male leads with girl groups behind them, and the first one is George Hammond's and the Starvels on the Mio label doing Come On, Pretty Baby.
Yes, you said.
And that was Plaz Johnson and a girl group on the Capitol label from 1958. Plaz, of course, was the saxophonist, did a lot of work on the West Coast, backed about just about every R&B song that came out on the West Coast.
I would say he was one of the three main saxophone players that backed up R&B groups on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And here he's actually, it says Plaz Johnson vocal. That is actually
That's him on the vocals, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And before that we heard
Come On Pretty Baby by George Hammons with the girl group, and the girl group is listed, it's the Starvels, and that's on the Mio label. And we saw that one of the writer credits was a guy named Romeo Taylor.
Yeah.
So we guess he must have owned the label as well.
Yeah. And you also said there's another thing on that same label by the Starvels,
Backing up another singer. I forget who the singer was.
And by the way, they hyphenated it Starvels, not Starve.
Right.
I guess they made a little money on that. Some really great stuff, Kenny. I want to thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you invited me to come along.
Oh, it was really great. And as always, you know, different collectors bring different types of music, and that really, we really appreciate that. Listeners do appreciate that.
I hope everybody out there enjoyed it.
I'm sure they did. All right. We have something coming up that is 2 minutes and 12 seconds long, and that's just about how much time. You timed it perfectly, didn't you?
How about
you
that?
Added up all the times, you know, all your words.
I'm good at math.
Well done, well done. So tell us what we have up last time.
Okay, last time I was here, I played this song, and I got such a big response, I decided to come back and play it again for my closer. And matter of fact, if I ever do any more radio shows ever, I'm going to close with this song every time.
Okay.
Put on your dancing shoes, Mama. Because I'm coming home.
By who?
By the Olympics.
All right, here it is. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. See you next week. May harmony be with you. Until that time, here are the Olympics, so start dancing.